After making peace with the fact he will unlikely be allowed to keep the 16 wolf-dog hybrids he has raised since they were pups, Brighton Bingard hopes they will at least be allowed to live. With the Ministry of Natural Resources on the case, he said it's unclear whether the animals, which are illegal to keep in captivity, will be euthanized. When enforcement measures began, he said the conversation began with comments around lining up a sanctuary for the animals to live out their days. The ministry's wording later shifted to finding sanctuary spots for some of the animals, and then to disposing of them. That's not a good word, he said, adding that while he accepts the fact that raising the animals in captivity is not allowed and that measures should be taken, they shouldn't have to die. Give me a fine, he said. The fine can go toward a sanctuary and it can toward these animals. If that's not possible since all sanctuaries appear to be at capacity throughout North America, Bingard said that he would do what he can to legally take care of them himself. Ontario has a ban on wolf-dog hybrids, as it is illegal to keep wild animals native to Ontario as pets or in captivity under the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act, but there are exceptions for rehabilitation centers. They're all fixed now, there are no more puppies, Bingard said. Let them pass away here. They're not doing anything. Sudbury.com met with Bingard at his 80-acre property south of Wanapite on Tuesday, where he built a $35,000 enclosure for the pack in his backyard. The 8-foot-high metal fence with barbed wire on top and 3 layers of underground wires sloped to create a dig-free apron has contained the wolf-dog hybrids for the past few years. Bingard said he started out with 5 puppies in 2021 and that they subsequently bred to the 16 wolf-dog hybrids he now has, which are now fixed to ensure their population does not continue to grow. He received the initial batch of puppies from a friend who cautioned him that they might be wolf-dog hybrids but that he was uncertain because they hadn't been tested. Bingard said he wasn't concerned about it and enjoyed looking after them and watching them live their lives in his backyard. A butcher by trade, he has access to scraps to help keep the pack fed. Approximately 2 years ago, a barn on his property caught fire, which drew City of Greater Sudbury attention to his property and the pack of wolf-dog hybrids living in his backyard. City bylaw officers subsequently showed up, whom Bingard said didn't express any concerns regarding their living conditions, but that the Ministry of Natural Resources would care about the fact they appeared to be wolf-dog hybrids. Conservation officers later showed up and said a DNA test would be necessary, which was followed by subsequent visits and testing which affirmed their status as wolf-dog hybrids. Initially told his pets would be seized earlier this week, Bingard said the latest update is that the ministry had delayed their seizure and were looking at all the best options available to us at this moment. Their ambiguous wording has Bingard worried about the dogs being euthanized, spurring him to reach out to local media to put some pressure on the province to seek out options which allow his pack to remain among the living. The province needs a plan, he said, particularly since he isn't the only one with wolf-dog hybrids in the Greater Sudbury area, which Bingard knows because others have reached out to him. Safety concerns regarding wolf-dog hybrids which led to their ban in Ontario aren't unfounded, Bingard said, and people who think it's like the dire wolves in the Game of Thrones book and television series, which can be trained to follow human commands, should think again. They have no social abilities, you can't go up to them and say, sit, and they're going to follow your commands, he said. They don't listen. For Bingard, the joy of his wolf-dog hybrid pack is watching them go about their lives. I just look at the dogs every morning, he said of his lively pack of backyard hybrids. In addition to Bingard's public push through local media, neighbor Cassandra Belanger started a change.org petition called Save the Hybrid Wolves in Wanapite, which had received 1,555 signatures as of late Tuesday afternoon. These animals have done nothing wrong. They are loved, well cared for, and live with competent owners who provide them with excellent treatment, proper shelter, and affection, Belanger wrote on the petition page. The MNR's stance ignores the fact that these wolves are thriving in a safe environment and poses an unnecessary threat to their lives. Because they are hybrids, they fall into a gray area where many sanctuaries refuse to take them, meaning removal could result in their death. Sudbury.com reached out to Ministry of Natural Resources spokespeople for comment, but they did not respond by the time of publication. Other media outlets have reported that the ministry declined to comment on the matter due to an ongoing investigation. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.